Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I feel like the city is celebrating this morning with the Nuggets.
They are.
Big win last night. Man, that was cool to watch. I didn't think it was going to happen. Going into the game, I was a little hesitant to say they're going to have a good game.
You bet against them.
I did. Because I thought we were tired.
Yeah, well,
and
we are.
I thought we could, pull it off. I mean, that they would come in here and probably close it out, but look at us. Look at us this morning.
Well, and the good news is they have all of Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow to rest up. Right?
I hope. Yep. I hope the Joker's lying in that big 9-foot bed of his and just relaxing. Don't bother him. I don't want the kids to come in. Just let the guy rest, folks.
Is it just me, or does he kind of have this like effortless, just completely effortless thing? Like where he can just be like two dribbles and he's all the way down the
court. It's like he's half trying.
I know.
He's just like, whatever. I guess I'll do this.
I think what you're saying, though, is He looks like he's not. It looks effortless to him.
He's so good, it makes it look easy.
He makes the game look easy. Yeah. He doesn't look like that he's loafing or anything. He just makes the game look
so
easy.
Yeah. And it's hard work, but he just looks like. Yeah.
He looks like he's just out at YMCA, having a good time. Yeah.
Just shooting around, no big deal. Yeah.
He's good.
He is good. Two other things I want to tell you. We had an internet failure. So if you're having issues with the app, you need to restart it, number one. Number two, if you're headed up to the mountains.
If they're having issues with the app, they wouldn't have heard that.
Well, maybe they went to the radio. Maybe they went to the radio.
I'm just saying that if you had issues with the app,
maybe it's
you didn't
glitching.
Hear what you just said.
Okay,
that's a public service announcement.
Can I just tell you, that was a great point, and I am dumb. Dude, I'm so dumb. Let me tell you. Let's play the game, Sweep of the Nation. I'm so dumb. Okay, so I have a pine tree, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of folds over the road a little bit. It hangs over the road. Well, I'm convinced it's dying because it sheds pine needles and limbs all the time. I know it's dying. And I was going to call an arborist and go like, what do we do with this thing? Because every week it's just trash all over. And it's horrible. Yesterday was trash day.
Yeah.
I realized for the last couple of years, I've been putting the trash cans right under that pine tree.
Yeah.
And when they lift it up, it goes right through the pine tree and then slams back down. And so that's why all the sticks and all the pine needles are all over the road.
You're causing it.
Plus for the pine tree, that comes with the territory.
Well, I know, but these are branches that are coming off. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm an idiot. I'm a freaking idiot. I don't need an arborist. I need to move my trash cans. So stupid. The other thing I wanted to tell people about was the I-70 at Vail Pass is closed. I get the CDOT notification. So again today, because yesterday it was closed for the This is a safety closure. Mm-hmm. So I-70
Oh, great
westbound.
Information. The app, your pine tree.
Pine tree.
The closure up there at I-70. I got one. We used to have swingers clubs here in Denver.
What?
I want to mention that real quick.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Where'd this come
back
from?
Back in the 60s.
This does not go with everything. What?
I really don't know this story, to be honest.
Okay.
You came in this morning, and I heard you playing some audio over there.
No, I said, I know you don't like him, but Kyle Clark is funny. I don't care what you say.
Well, he can have his moments.
I think he's funny.
It's not that I don't like him. I just don't like his attitude sometimes.
He's freaking
his opinion.
Funny.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he
dry humor.
Is his joke in there?
Yeah, it starts off the
oh,
bit.
It starts off with his joke?
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's not that I dislike the guy. I mean, I don't even know the guy, to be honest. But his posts, different things that he makes online.
Yeah.
He's a little pompous about
it. Oh, he's definitely cocky as hell.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
He is cocky. He is very. All right, here we go. This is a closure.
Well, all right, let me set this up.
Yeah.
Okay. So
okay.
The rec center in Aurora, in Saudi Aurora, is closed. I guess according to Schmidl, they had a gas leak.
Yeah, they had a gas leak at the pool, and it caused them to do all this investigating, and then they found out that they have to close the rec center.
Oh, just before summer.
I know. Yeah. Isn't that sad?
This is awful.
It's because it was a swingers club.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought originally. I was like, wait, you mean this rec center was a secret swingers club? Yeah. I thought in real time.
So you thought that
right
the
now.
Kids swam into the day,
yes.
Then when they shut the pool down
yes.
and said, get your damn pool doodle and get the hell out of
yeah,
here,
yeah.
They flipped that sucker over, and all of a sudden it's a swingers
yeah,
club at
like,
night.
Just like the squirrel sanctuary.
Yeah.
What's that place called?
I don't know. Scarlet something, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Scarlet Ranch.
Yeah.
Yeah. By day, it's a squirrel rescue center. By night, one of my, I just found out my girlfriend has a tail. I'm not going to mention any names.
You okay, Shredo?
She has a tail?
I didn't think I'd hear that this morning, no.
She has a tail.
What's a tail mean? I don't live in a swingers world.
Yeah, we don't want to.
Yeah, it's fine.
A tail.
It's fine.
Tell you off the air.
Yeah, we'll tell you, yeah.
Now, the Scarlet Ranch isn't open, is it?
Oh, yeah, that's where she goes with her tail.
Wow. But I thought they closed it down.
Oh, she still goes.
Wow. Scarlet Ranch is still open.
Still open?
Scarlet Ranch and Mont Chalet.
They still have that, what was their slogan again? Nuts 24/7?
It was something like that. Right? Yeah, something along
those
lines.
We got squirrel
lines.
In the day and the club at night. It was something like Nuts 24/7 here at the Scarlet.
Can I just tell you, it changes a friendship when you know this?
A tail.
I could see how you'd see someone differently.
I got to Google.
No, I wouldn't.
I need to Google the tail.
No.
Not on a work computer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'll use your computer. We expect it out of you.
Yeah. That's fair.
All right. Here's the rec center that shut down. Used to be a big old swingers club back in the 60s.
Well, for starters, Marshall, this is why they always tell you to wipe down the equipment.
See? Kyle is funny. Kyle Clark is funny. I mean, you're not going to get that joke about, you know, there being yucky stuff all over, fitness equipment anywhere else. That Kyle Clark, funny.
Well, for starters, Marshall, this is why they always tell you to wipe down the equipment.
Can we bring that ad back up from the 60s? Do we have that ad? Pull that ad back up. Unmarried adults only. Check out. Okay, Spring Hill Country Club offers the unmarried adult the opportunity to fulfill their recreational needs, desires, and pleasures in an environment designed to provide each member.
Man, I got to get into this swinger world. I don't know the rules. I thought the swinger world. See, that's how dumb I am about this. I thought it was about couples that are married. That swing.
You can be either one.
Yeah.
But this one didn't allow married people.
No, apparently not. Yeah, that's
back in the 60s, they had rules.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't play by those rules today.
No,
Man, they had it down.
Right there. Ethical.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Companionship, activity, and an exciting way of life never before available. These are your people, Marshall. They're from Aurora. These are your people.
Aurora. Look at you. Back in the 60s, swinging
man,
like crazy.
That's crazy.
Woo! Everybody had a tail.
I like that they had a really like kind of, we're at the Spring Hill Country Club. Oh. And then you find out they're dirty.
Oh, man.
Right?
That is crazy to know they were swinging back in the 60s.
The 60s. That is crazy, yeah. Right? Your mom and dad were swingers, people. That's nuts.
BJ and Jamie, happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
I am so proud of those Denver Nuggets. I'm proud of them. I'm really proud. They lost me money, but I'm proud of them.
Lost you $150.
Sure did, but I'm proud of them, Jamie.
Man, think
and
about
And I think
what
we can do it
done.
Sunday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I'm gonna probably bet against them. But if what? I bet against... Well, think about it, though. I learned this a long time ago. If you're a fan of a team, you're best to bet against them. That way you win both ways. It might cost me $100, but at least the Nuggets win.
This is what I learned about betting.
Yeah.
They all have to poop first, and then they'll win.
No, that's horses.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's not NBA players. Oh, no, it's, no, not? They don't release that.
Oh, so, no, so they don't give you a poop report. That everybody has to poop first, and then they win the game.
Makes them lighter, yeah.
Horses, you can tell from the time they come out of the barn, which, by the way, the Preakness is this weekend.
Okay, yeah. All right.
But you can tell because you keep an eye on the horses before they run. You're not in the locker room with the players, so you don't know who.
I really got that mixed up, didn't I?
You got it mixed up, yeah.
I thought Jokic had to take a big old dookie, and then he wins.
It's confusing. Race horses. Says NBA players. It's all the same.
Sorry,
it's all
that.
The same.
Yeah, that's why I don't do
all right,
it.
Go Nuggets Sunday afternoon, game 7, and we go to the finals, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Just
or at least to the finals of the West.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's wait, can I ask? So we're in it. I mean, and then like if we win, let's pretend
we play Minnesota if we win.
Oh no, the Timberwolves, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh no,
they suck.
I thought that milkman was on that team.
Milkman.
Remember the milkman?
We'll look into it.
Okay.
All right. Let us look into it.
I thought the milkman was on that team.
That Carl Malone was his name?
Yeah,
was that the milkman?
Was he on there?
I think, no.
No, wasn't he the...
No, he was Utah.
Utah Jazz.
No, yeah, I knew he was somewhere. Yeah.
All right, well, don't worry about it. Let's just win first on Sunday, okay?
All right.
Hey, hold on to that thought.
Okay, all right.
There's no dookie betting in the NBA.
No milkman.
And I don't think the milkman's around anymore. Okay. But that's okay, Jimmy.
Is he dead?
Hey, no, you don't have to know everything about the NBA.
Okay.
No. All right. Those kids, the kids. You little stinkers, you. What the hell are you thinking?
Wait, what happened?
Throwing rocks again, this time from a school bus. 12-year-old, 2 10-year-olds. They're facing felony charges. Jefferson County, they're investigating it. They threw these massive, what are they called, landscaping rocks? Yeah, they threw them out of a school bus window, smashing cars.
Okay, so question. Like, I mean, this is what I would have done. You remember when that tragedy happened with that girl on that road?
Yeah.
That's the time when you take your kids and you go, see what happened? I know that those kids thought that they were being silly or whatever, but not only did somebody die, but they're not going to be around for the rest of their lives. They're going to jail.
You would think every parent has done that, right?
Yeah.
That trial just ended, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just what's going on.
Wow.
Here's these little stinkers.
These three kids did something that is incredibly disturbing.
All three students at Kiffin Elementary in Golden. According to information gathered by CBS News and confirmed by the Jefferson County Sheriff, on Thursday, May 8th, the boys, an 11-year-old and 2 10-year-olds, threw rocks out of bus windows.
Described to me as 6-inch boulders, or landscaping rocks.
The woman driving the car that was hit was not hurt, according to investigators, but her car was badly damaged.
Investigators say the bus and the car were traveling opposite directions, and they say the force of one of those rocks hitting the car was so strong that it lodged in the radiator.
The sheriff says it will recommend all three of the boys be charged with felony criminal mischief and reckless endangerment, a misdemeanor.
There you go, from a public school to reform school.
That's awful. Yeah.
Off you go.
You know, and you have, how old's your kid?
7.
So you're at that stage where you have to like literally scare the bejesus out of them with consequences, right? Like, because they're so innocent, they don't know, they're like throwing rocks, whatever. But they don't realize it could kill somebody. Yeah.
My biggest scene was with Austin.
Mm-hmm.
He then was the baby before, you know, Frog came along.
Yeah.
He was in elementary school, probably about 9 years old or so. He and three buddies of his, one of the kids brought some spray paint to school.
Uh-oh.
And they had one of these big culvert, you know, areas there on the playground with a big pipe, you know, those big gray pipes that stick out.
Yep.
They'd written a lot of bad words. With spray paint. And I remember the gathering at my house when the teachers came over. We're looking at being expelled, you know, the whole works. You know, it was a bad moment. It was a bad moment. But kiddos, they get in trouble if you don't stay on top of them.
I remember Okie Dokie's kid, who was just a great kid. You would have never guessed he would have done it. They poured concrete at their apartment complex, and the kids went and put their handprints and wrote things and stuff. Oh, my God. The kind of trouble they got in for that is ridiculous. I mean, they had to go to, like, summer school. They had to pay for the concrete to be fixed. Like, all this stuff.
Same here.
I'm like, I would have probably done that.
Cost me $300 to get the F word off that pipe. $300,
right?
Austin.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
You always
what are you
have
thinking?
To tell them. And please remind your kids, if they see wet concrete, don't put their hands in it.
This is a terrible story.
Oh, it is awful.
Yeah, I hate it for these kids. These kids are just, what, 12 and two 10-year-olds?
Yeah.
Facing felony charges, throwing rocks, school bus.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Sorry. Wait, hang on.
Did you just yell at me?
I'm sorry. I was yelling at Carson.
Oh, okay, good.
What?
I got to find it for us first. Okay. All right, so you
it's called What I Want, 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 What I Want.
What I Want.
What I Want, 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 What I Really, Really Want, Wanna. No, we're talking about the new Morgan Wallen album just came out, and a lot of people are huge Morgan Wallen fans. 37 songs on the brand new album.
God's gonna take a while. What's her name?
Tate McRae.
You called her Taint earlier.
Taint. Is it Taint?
Tate McRae. Yes. Remember, she's the one I told you earlier that her new song "Sports Car," which I really like. She is. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm straight, but I would do her.
Oh,
yeah. How do you spell Taint? I'm trying to find it.
Taint, T-A-T-E.
Oh, not Taint.
No. So it's Tate McRae. A lot of people are upset with her for doing a song with... What are you doing?
I'm looking for Taint.
You are on my nerves like nobody's business. Morgan Wallen, they're upset with her. But I like this song. It's called What I Want, What I Want, What I Really, Really Want.
We played it earlier, and you scored a 10?
Oh, 10 for sure.
It's a hit.
Yeah, it is.
Hit.
A hit.
I say turd. I'm going to give it a 1. Spadil, what do you say?
Turd.
Attaboy.
You guys don't know music.
Turd, isn't it?
Spadil. It's boring.
It's not boring. It's and
it's
guess what?
Boring.
It adds something.
Boring.
Listen to me.
Boring.
It adds something when you know what it's about.
You got to know the meaning of it.
So if you know that it's about he and Kristen Cavallari only just and they had a horrible toxic relationship, but they had great sex.
Oh, yeah. It made him throw chairs.
It makes it even a better song.
Listen to the lyrics.
Listen to the lyrics and be like, oh, my God, I wonder what Jay thinks.
All right. I might change my mind. It might go from turd to, you know, okay. I don't know.
I'm sure you're so passionate. I'm sure you've had a really deep sexual relationship with somebody, and it's just been toxic.
Almost every week. You kidding? I'm so tired. Here we go. Morgan Wallen and Tate, is that right?
Tate yeah.
McRae. All right, check this out. I say turd, they love it. 10.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, the Textnetto line, 303-22-ALICE. Turd or 10? You like that feature?
Yeah, there's a...
Turd or 10? What do you think of Morgan Wallen and Tate McRae?
You guys
McRae?
Are making me mad. A lot of what? People are saying turd.
Yeah. Well, they get it.
No, it's a good
smart people.
No, it's a good song.
It's a banger.
It'll grow on you like a tumor.
It's a ballad. First of all, it's not a banger.
I think it's going to be a huge hit.
Okay, well, it might be. I don't know. I'm just not, you know, not my cup of tea.
Well,
I like Air Supply. You like Air
Supply? That's scary to say.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.